I'm Jason Gay. Next week on Only a Game, a trio of NBA brothers and the sister they say was the best basketball player of all of them. But now, Charlie Pierce is here with this week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Jason.
Thursday, Toronto Raptors closed out the Golden State Warriors in six games to win the franchise's first NBA title. The Larry O'Brien Trophy is in Canada. Is this an emergency for basketball in the United States?
No, I'm only disappointed in we didn't get a seventh game because I want to see these two teams play each other again.
Yeah.
If basketball can be described as beautifully inartistic, that's what this series was. Just watching Boogie Cousins try to get up and down the floor and the manful effort he put in to get up and down the floor and the demonstration that Kawhi Leonard might well be the best two-way player in the league. It was a revelation. They were two very attractive teams, and I don't want any hot takes about how, you know, this has somehow got an asterisk hung on it because everybody on Golden State got hurt.
They were well on their way to winning that series before any of these injuries happened.
I agree.
At this point, Kawhi Leonard, finals MVP, free agent this summer, he has to stay, right? It seems crazy to think that he'll be suiting up somewhere else next season.
Were I him, I would stay. He's not going to get a better situation. He might get a situation that's equal to the one he has in Toronto for more money. I would announce that I was staying in Toronto. I like Toronto. It's a great city, very diverse. They've treated me well here. But since Kawhi Leonard has, at least judging by his interviews, no apparent pulse, I don't know what he's thinking.
But I just find, like, metabolically, he fits the town. He fits the team. The team kind of became him. I just feel like it's just a perfect fit. And these guys, fundamentally, what they're after is fit. And everything is, seems to be there except for warm weather of Southern California where he's from.
Yeah, and the free agent market is going to be obliterated until Anthony Davis decides what he's doing.
This is true.
If I was Kawhi, I'd make Toronto pay what I want, and I would stay.
All right, moving over to hockey, Charlie. The St. Louis Blues prevailed over the Boston Bruins in Game 7 to take the Stanley Cup this past Wednesday. Bully for those Blues. What a season. Worst to first. First ever franchise title. As an out-of-nowhere championship run goes, this has to be pretty high up there, is it not?
Oh, it's terrific. The only reason I hesitate to rank it was because I didn't pay any attention to the Blues for the first half of the season. So I have no idea. But, I mean, not only that, but you've got Jordan Binnington, an off-the-scrap-heap goalie, yeah, standing in his head, as we hockey heads say, in the deciding Game 7. A real disappointing performance by the Boston Bruins.
Yeah.
Their best players did not play well, and they just sort of rolled over and died. Brad Marchand will be marked forever for wanting to leave the ice with 7 seconds left in the period and allowing the second goal, which pretty much broke the game open at that point, the way Binnington was playing. No, I'm very happy for the St. Louis Blues.
All right. Well, the Forbes list of the world's highest paid athletes is out. Canelo Alvarez, the boxer from Mexico, he's fourth on the list, $92 million in winnings, just $2 million in endorsements. On the other hand, you got Roger Federer, who's earned $7.4 million on the tour, but $86 million in endorsements. Is it time for Canelo Alvarez to get Roger Federer's agent or something?
Either that or get him in the ring, one or the other. I mean, you got to give Federer credit. He's the only tennis player in the top 10. And he's also, you know, over 40 years old. And he's still considered, A, a really good player, and B, a really good commodity. The top three are soccer players, which is probably not surprising. The next two, and the first two in American team sports, are both quarterbacks, Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. So again, the NBA numbers are lower than they used to be.
It's true. I with Federer, I think that, you know, he's just always getting those classy endorsements. It's always Mercedes and Rolex and stuff. You never see Roger Federer for, like, Skittles,
yeah,
or, like, Dr. Scholl's.
Or Auto Glass or something. Hair replacement surgery.
You should just do one Auto Glass spot. It would be so great. The noted former heavyweight boxer and homing pigeon enthusiast Mike Tyson is broadening his horizons. Why don't you tell us a little bit about his latest venture, Charlie?
Yes, Mike is opening a 400-acre cannabis resort.
What?
Yes, in California. It's apparently a place where you can check in and do all sorts of resort things and also get really stoned. In my day, that was called campus, but what do I know? And they're going to have, and this I love, they're having the world's longest lazy river, which it takes an hour to float down.
That is lazy.
That river is going to have traffic jams like you wouldn't believe. The catch is that you can smoke your dope anywhere on the resort, but you can't buy any there.
Huh.
It's a BYOD resort.
Charlie Pierce joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Jason.
Let's be real. Dads do not need any more ties for Father's Day. We're tied up with ties. But here's a gift that keeps on giving. One that you don't have to color coordinate with your khakis and Skechers. It's the Only a Game podcast. Subscribe, and Only a Game will appear in your feed every week.